39, Triple Team Traffic, and we start with you, Andy.
Amanda, we start with the big news, of course, the closure of I-80 from the fatal semi-crash out west of Grantsville. It's closed between exits 84 and 77. That's Grantsville on the Salt Lake side and Dugway on the Wendover side. We've got delays in both directions, as you might expect, and the alternate route, which takes you through Dugway, is at least an extra hour and a half, maybe even more. Wet roads in the Salt Lake Valley, but really only from about the midpoint towards downtown, and it isn't raining currently, so just be really careful, and you should be able to avoid any major backups. Eric Butler.
And we are just getting a report of a new crash out in Tooele County. This is northbound on SR-36 at Lake Point. That's right where it hooks up with I-80, so we'll check that out and see if that amounts to anything as far as delays. Down in Utah County, no problems on I-15 northbound, southbound freeway running without accidents. Alicia?
Still have two problems in Davis County to watch out for. The first one is 650 North and Main Street in Clearfield. It's at the Hill Air Force Base entrance there at 650 North Main Street. An accident causing some delay. Plan some time. And then we've got two crashes southbound I-15. This is at the North Interchange. So one crash is right before the North Interchange exit ramp, and then one is actually on the exit ramp. You've got crews on the scene on the right and on the left through that probably about a mile and a half stretch. So plan some time. Wet roads also through Davis County. Still seeing shiny lights there on the freeway. So slow down and plan for some slick conditions. The Utah Snowmobile Show this Friday and Saturday at the Salt Lake County Event Center is in South Jordan. Discount tickets at snowwest.com/snowshows/home. Presented by Ultimax Belts. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.